And good morning, everyone. Welcome, as I welcome in Rob Orber from Mildura, where all the action has been for what looks to have been a very successful carnival in 2022. Rob, after missing out last year through coronavirus, it looked a pretty special week. How did you fare?
Yeah, not too bad, Danny. A very good morning to you. It was a lovely week here at Mildura. Three nights of harness racing. Tuesday night, the new try by attempting to have the Friday night meeting into the Saturday night meeting. And look, it was a very good week racing-wise. The crowd was probably slightly down throughout the week, obviously still with the amount of restrictions around with the COVID situation. But hopefully those restrictions will continue to lift, and I think it can only get bigger and better. And it was a very good week's racing. And last night, Mac Dan was the winner of the Pacing Cup.
Four-year-old that's really emerged. In fact, four-year-olds fought out the finish. There was a good representation of the four-year-olds, which is great to see. Mac Dan, in particular, has really brought it on to his game, hasn't he? He's got speed. He can sit up on the pace. He proved last night that he's capable of sitting up without cover, and he's been able to whiz around Mildura in what looked a terrific race. The last 400, it was just a duel between two of the major fancies, Mac Dan and Silent Major, and Mac Dan won out, completing a training double for Emma Stewart. Emma and Julie Douglas were the two trainers to share multiple honours on the program. Emma, of course, with the Tasco Petroleum Mildura Pacing Cup at Group 2 level.
Big guns are all there, ready to strike now. It's getting serious at the 450. Silent Major, Mark Dan slapped up. Out deeper somewhere secret, like a wildfire, is trying to pick up the momentum. Major Mice to the inside. Malcolm's rhythm runs on. Third quarter, 27.7. It's Silent Major a metre in front. Mark Dan's flat chat, the outside still coming. 3 metres somewhere secret, like a wildfire, is trying to pick up. Malcolm's rhythm down the outside from Major Meister. Silent Major, Mark Dan. Silent Major, Mark Dan. Silent Major, Mark Dan. There's nothing between them. Silent Major, Mark Dan. Mark Dan's just going home the better. And Mark Dan, what a brilliant performance. He's a star. And Mark Dan takes out the Mildura Cup and beats Silent Major by a head. 4 metres somewhere secret third. I think Malcolm's rhythm fourth. From either Sonny Weaver or Major Meister, then somewhere secret assassinator, bulletproof boy and ego Dan. 28.9 the final quarter. And the Tasco Mildura Cup mile rate is 159.6.
And Luke Humphrey certainly enjoying the cup program there, and an exciting dash up the straight as it turned out to be. 27.8 though, set it up. Two very good horses, Rob, and it was a really good duel.
Yeah, look, once Mac Dan got to the breeze, it was really controlled up on speed. Silent Major, who worked to the lead not long after the start, ran a terrific race. He was well rated by Aaron Dunn. Aaron did everything possible to try and defeat Mark Dan. As you mentioned, they went 27.8 down the back and 28.9 home, a mile rate of 159.7 at the finish. And Mac Dan was just able to outstay him. Look, he was won his last five. He's a horse that's now taken his career earnings over $300,000. And as you mentioned, he seemed to be a horse that's going places. He's got some versatility about him. And it was a terrific performance and a great training performance by Emma Stewart. She qualified three horses for the final. And as we've seen for quite a while, Emma and Clayton do an amazing job. And with their new setup down near Ballarat, they've got plenty to look forward to for the future. Silent Major's a lovely horse. We've always indicated that he's got a really big future, and he's come to the fore now that he gets over the distance racing, and that little trip to Perth for the Nugget obviously has done him the world of good. I mean, quite often you see horses come back from Perth and not perform as well as prior to leaving and when they get over there, and he's actually come back and he's done a really good job, I reckon, the horse. Excuse me, Like a Wildfire was well driven by Kate Gaff, was given every hope, just couldn't finish it off. Malcolm's Rhythm was back in the field, made ground in what was a pretty slick last half. Sonny Weaver hit the line well, and really the other horses from 6th to 10th, I don't think they ran poorly, it was just hard for them to make ground back in the field. So I think all 10 horses performed really well, but all honours to the winner, Mac Dan, and Silent Major was clearly the second best run of the race.
The other feature for the night was the Tender Print Australia Cup final. So we might have a listen to the way Crafty Bart did it. This was the first leg of a training double for Emma Stewart, and Kate Gath had the drive on the favourite Crafty Bart.
in the Tender Print Australia Cup final at listed level. And Crafty Bart trying to add his name to a very good honour roll, the favourite, and leads 4 metres at the bell, 800 metres a lap to go. Do It Sun is second, 3 metres the outside, Seahawk is third, just losing a bit of ground, is under pressure, 30.6 second quarter. Then three back the inside, Carla's Mark, followed by Young Rooster, four back, CT in America's 1-1. And then Gupta's Cullen, three back the outside, five back the Pegs, Geronimo down the local, and Jonian is last, 600 to travel. And it's Crafty Bart, 4 metres, Do It Sun, just giving a few flicks second. The outside, Seahawk under pressure, CC in America goes all right, 1-1, but has to come out three wide shortly. Carla's Mark, three back the Pegs, Young Rooster, nowhere to go. Crafty Bart, the one to beat. Third quarter, 28.4 and off the back, Crafty Bart given some rain by Kate Gath, and he opened up 7 metres. Now Carla's Mark's got out, but he's got 15 metres to fight on the stalemate. Do It Sun still holds second place by 3 metres over Carla's Mark. Young Rooster into a dead end on the inside, and deeper CC in America, but Crafty Bart's raced away. He's 10 clear of Do It Sun and Young Rooster. He still can't quite get a great run up the inside, but Crafty Bart has won the Tender Print Australia Cup in fantastic fashion by 7 metres. Do It Sun has run second, getting an inside run somehow. Young Rooster and Nickaway third. Carla's Mark just didn't quite finish it off, a metre and a half away fourth. Only in that fourth place from Gupta's Cullen, and then CC in America, Seahawk, Geronimo Dan, Joe Nien, 28.5 final quarter, mile rate 158.8.
Well, there was no doubt that Crafty Bart was the winner, and an easy winner at that, but a bit of drama after the race there, Rob, with some protests.
Yeah, look, there were some protests that were fired. Look, I'll be honest with you, Dan, I was sort of working at the front last night with the presentations and missed some of the commotions. I think there were a couple of protests that were thrown in. I think they were all dismissed at the finish, but Crafty Bart was just too good. He just came across from the wide draw, showed really good gate speed, and he was just too strong. He was dominant on Tuesday night. He was equally as dominant last night, and look, Emma Stewart's done a terrific job with his horse. He was formerly trained by Noel Alexander and Jane Davies. They still own the horse and elected to send it across to Emma. And they've got the best out of him. And look, there's plenty more to come for Crafty Bart. He seems to be a horse going places. Do It Sun was a very good run. He sat behind the leader and battled on well. I think he's knocking on a door for another win. Mick Gadsden and Denby Wade doing a good job with their team. Young Rooster hit the line well. Carlos Mark had its chance, got out in the clear from three back the Pegs and then CC in America. But all honours to Crafty Bart. He was just far too good. And I think there's still more wins in store for him.
To the start of the night, My Superannuation, Connor Clark had a double at Melton on Thursday night and continued on his really good form, driving the Jeffrey Clout train and very consistent My Superannuation to take the first.
Yeah, terrific win. She went around on Tuesday night. She was run down. I believe she had a flat tyre on that occasion. And last night she was able to find the lead pretty comfortably. First two quarters in 30.9 and 30.6 after a lead time of 42.7. So she had a good run early. Greg Norman's trained runner, a piece of loot driven by Kieran Manning, was able to pop around to the breeze early enough when the tempo wasn't overly hot. Looked like it would most likely outstay My Superannuation, but she skipped away on the turn and a piece of loo just wasn't able to run her down. It was only a half neck margin at the finish and they did come home in 28.3 and 29.4. It was a very clever drive by Connor Clark and a big thrill for Jeffrey Clout, who made the trip up to Mildura and I believe was staying near Caravan Park, and he's pretty happy that he got the money with My Superannuation last night. A piece of loo, as I mentioned, good effort again. He's a nice horse. Sporty has had its chance, was well driven by Aaron Dunn. Finished in third place. He was beaten about 9.5 metres. Then Sir Benjamin Button and National Draft were back behind him with Ian Raymer, but they couldn't make ground from back in the field, and it was really dominated up on the speed. And My Superannuation just loved the track, and that early gate speed's really helped her, and she's still got some more wins in store in similar type races, and it was a good effort last night.
Noel Cameron and Beck Bartley combined with Without Hesitation. She got the prize. She started favourite in a very open race in race two.
Yeah, some money backed on this horse Without Hesitation. I think $11 was bet in the morning, finished up at $3.30 favourite last night. There was plenty of fireworks early. We saw Flame Blaster come out from barrier three, was able to get across to the lead and then started to pull pretty hard and really set up a hot tempo early. The lead time was 42.7 and 30.5 and 30.6 for that class of field. It was pretty hot. And without hesitation, who'd been racing, probably its figure form didn't read anything special, but probably against stronger opposition. And she was able to come with a run three wide down the back straight, and she was able to gobble them up and came away for a pretty comfortable win. Good run the second horse, come on Elvis for Frank Cavallaro and Rodney Lakey. Good to see Frank's training a horse or two, and Rodney Lakey weaved the passage between runners. Got into a little bit of strife. I think the horse got a bit of a cut on its leg and was stood down 7 days as a result of that. White Star Village was a long way back, in third spot from Have a Crack and Feel Good Feeling. But without hesitation, she's a well-bred mare by Well Set. Noel Cameron, the trainer, as you mentioned, and Come On Elvis. They were the two runs of the race, and they ran first and second.
Hayden Bramack was favourite, first leg of a training double, Julie Douglas. Ryan Sanderson had the drive, and he was just too good. He did it without cover and was too strong.
Yeah, look, they went pretty slow, Danny. 43.8 lead time in 32.5 and 32 first two quarters. It was really, look, I think you've said it many times before, when you're going so slow, there's nothing wrong being in the breeze because you're not really doing that much work. And I just felt they went too slow and just gave the favourite every possible chance. And it only fell in, only won by a neck. But Ryan Sanderson, who's driving really well, he just sat outside Bella Steele, and he was quite content for him to be walking in the race. And Hayden Bromack was able to hit the front at the top of the home straight. Had a late challenger in Ned's Beach, who had a nice run for James Herbertson and Reece Moore, sat in a 1-1 and came late, but just wasn't able to run down Hayden Bromack. He's the 4-year-old by Falcon Silster. And Julie Douglas, who's had a really good carnival with her husband Glenn. They've come away with a few winners throughout the week, and Hayden Bromack proved too strong from Ned's Beach. Bella Steele, improved run from Tuesday night. She was probably a little bit below her best for Kenny Tippett, but again last night she battled on in the third spot. Boss Major finishing fourth, and King Solomon. They weren't too far away, those horses, but Hayden Bromack just proved to be the best horse of the race. He was a $1.60 favourite after the late scratching of Miss Blue Glory, and Hayden Bromack saluted in the Mazzetti Painting Contractor's Pace.
The Tankard Dental, Mildura Guineas, and Aladdin was impressive here. Greg Norman and Kieran Manning combined.
Yeah, really good story behind this one. Greg Norman, as you know, I'm good friends with Greg, and he's had a lot of really good horses over a long period of time, and I know he had a very close association with Graham Morgan, and you know, he had the pleasure of sitting behind Newsbreaker, and he did say to me, he said, he's probably the best horse I've sat behind since Newsbreaker. So he's got a huge opinion of the horse. He was an $80,000 purchase just before or around Christmas time, and 7 days later, he went on and won $100,000 in a Group 1 race. So the connections got back their money all within 7 days, plus a profit, and he's never looked back, this horse. And he's a really good horse, Danny. Mile rate 158.4. Nothing much to look at. He's not huge in size, but he's a beautiful pacer. He's got this terrific speed and acceleration, and we saw that last night from his wide draw coming across to the front. And he had some nice horses chasing him, and once Kieran asked him to go, he just went into gears and he just dashed away. He won by 12 metres, a mile rate of 158.4. His sectional times were good, 41.6 lead time, 30.5, 30.6, 29.9 and 28.5 last quarter. And I think we're going to be seeing him at Melton in some really big races down. He's a lovely horse. Major Angel, I thought, was really good. He was first up for a little bit of a break and chased home a pretty smart horse. And he's been one of those horses that just keeps running second and third behind some good ones, but he will win a good race one day, Major Angel. Stylish Joe was tried hard, so did Electric Eye, but they just weren't in the class of Aladdin. He's just a very good horse.
Very popular win was Bernie Winkle. He's been the king of Mildura. Good call from Luke Humphreys. Bernie Winkle getting up right on the line, completing a training double for Julie Douglas, and Alan Tormey had the winning drive.
Yeah, really exciting race. Aussie Butler came out of the gate, found the lead, just kept running out in front, And, yeah, look, it was which way to look. And as you mentioned, Luke did a terrific job picking up Bernie Winkle, getting up along the inside. That was his 23rd win, Danny, at Mildura, Bernie Winkle. He's an eight-year-old. He's won over $400,000. You wouldn't believe it, would you? And ever since he moved up to Mildura, as I said, 23 wins. He did a great job sneaking up the inside for Alan Tormey. She's just driving in terrific form. I'm not sure how she found that sprint lane. It doesn't exist there at Mildura, but she was able to sneak up on the inside. It was a great popular win. Di Carey was terrific, sat in the breeze the whole way, only beaten a half head. Ryan Sanderson and Shane Sanderson doing a terrific job, and Lurum Creek, also trained by Shane Sanderson, came from a mile back. I thought his effort was terrific. Aussie Butler, honest and brave as normal, and Mongiana wasn't too far away. Colonial Terror, also a good run for Luke Watson. A couple of disappointing runs. At Dark, it just got into a bit of traffic halfway down the back straight and couldn't make ground. Canina Provolima just not going as good at the moment. And out of those horses, really, the first three or four certainly were following. But Bernie Winkle getting the job done with a mile rate of 158.1.
Aaron Dunn, trainer-driver of Vanity Bay, used its good speed to advantage and never really looked in doubt in winning the Zilzy Wines.
No, he came across Simonai Mickey, found the lead and handed up to Vanity Bay, and Kildy Hanover sat outside it. Here he comes, was in a 1-1. And virtually, that's how they finished, first, second and third. They went a mile rate of 158.8. Vanity Bay's been racing quite well, Danny. We've seen him have a couple of starts down in Melbourne and performed well. They went 29.6, 32.6 first two quarters, so it was controlled tempo up near the speed. Come home in 28.7 and 29.1. And Vanity Bay, lovely horse. Kildy Hanover, Kari Mail sent the horse up, and she's going to stay now with Lockie Proffero for the next few months here at Mildura. And on her performance last night, she's going to be pretty competitive around Mildura and probably enjoyed a smaller track. Here he comes. Better run from him. He's been a little bit down in form, but he certainly hit the line nicely from Yours and Mine and Samania Mickey. But Vanity Bay proving too good. I think Kildy Hanover and Here He Comes, both worth following. I think they're going to be winning races over the next couple of months.
And wrapping up the last two races on the card, Jimmy the Irishman, a four-year-old trained by Adam Kelly, driven by Zach Phillips, took out the Park Douglas Printing Pace Final.
Yeah, he was not a dear purchase, Jimmy the Irishman. He was very impressive winning on Tuesday. Super impressive again last night. He had to really earn his win. Our Amazing Grace found the lead. Wayne Hill, who had a terrific carnival throughout the week. He had multiple winners and great effort. They went a mile rate of 157.8, and Jimmy the Irishman was just able to get Our Amazing Grace over the concluding stages. And he's not much to look at, but he's very professional, and he'll continue to keep his form going well. Our Amazing Grace, she's been a lovely mare for him, for Frank Masika and Wayne Hill, and she'll continue to do a job up at, around the Mildura area. And they streeted the rest. Redbank Rocker Bear, Aim for the Stars, Gozo Sunshine, were all safely held, but the first two horses there are horses that are going to continue to perform well.
And a popular local win with Pop and Penny's taking the last with Luke and Kathy Watson.
Yeah, I don't know how popular it was with me. I had something on Some Deal Safari last night at about 40-1, and it got beaten a half head. I thought I was looking half a chance up the straight, Daddy. And Pop and Penny's Kathy Watson tracked Some Deal Safari and got it right on the line, and it was a good effort. Good to see Luke Watson getting a local win during his cup week. He does a terrific job, him and his wife, and it was a great popular result with Luke Watson and Kathy Watson winning with Pop and Penny. She's a four-year-old mare. Some Deal Safari, he's a big giant of a horse. Sandra O'Connor's got this horse, and look, he'll win a couple of races up here. He's still got a bit to learn, but he's a big raw type horse, and he ran a really good race. Lockstar into third spot from Popolo, and he's a modern boy. But Pop and Penny's taking out the last race of the night.
Rob, no racing today. Sales day for the Nutrien sales, so that's a big day ahead. And our next race day, Monday, with meetings at Maryborough Day and Tarang on Monday night.
Looking forward to it all, Danny, and we'll catch up with you at Geelong next Saturday night.
Look forward to it. Rob Orber there on the mile rate. Happy harnessing, everyone.